Hey guys, welcome back to Musings of a Thai Nigerian Girl. It's season 2, guys. It's really great to be back. Join me every week as I have a great deal more in store for us this season. New voices, more chit chat, and so much fun. You can listen to the Musings of a Thai Nigerian Girl on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and several other podcast service providers out there. Don't forget to do all the good stuff, you know, like share, comment, like, and of course, leave feedbacks and reviews. Let's get listening. Mama, I'm tired as fuck, but that's not what this is about, is it? Welcome back to the Musings of a Thai Nigerian Girl. It's your girl, Hikma, as always. I believe I took something like, you know, I took a long sabbatical. I just needed a break. And life was really grass-boosting. And I'm going to make that the basic, you know, underlining tone for today's podcast episode. I'm not going to lie, like, it wasn't even funny. I feel like, mentally speaking... Yeah, mentally speaking, I wasn't really in a good place. I wouldn't say I still am in a good place. It's just, I feel like recently I just want to give myself a bit of direction. And I do miss talking to you guys. How have you guys been? A lot has passed. A lot has happened since last time. Oh, okay. I don't know if the last time we was online, I spoke about COVID. I don't think I did anything around that time, but I actually had COVID. Do you guys remember how in the beginning nobody believed in COVID and we're all like really skeptical? I mean, some people are still skeptical about the whole COVID thing. Me, I know people who have had COVID, and as somebody who had COVID for a while myself, I have no choice but to now kind of semi-believe in it. Am I going to take the vaccine, though? That's another question. And no, I'm not going to take it. But I'm not going to tell you guys why, because that's another episode for another podcast, whatever. But so I had COVID in December. And honestly, compared to other people's experience, like, I didn't have to. It wasn't serious enough for me to actually engage with the healthcare system in Nigeria to the level, you know, of, you know, seriousness. But I know some people who did, and can I just say something? Like, Nigeria's healthcare system is bullshit. Like, it's shitty. It's quite shitty, and I feel very, like, I'm very sorry to people who had no choice but to, like, you know, use this thing. You know, during the COVID time, they will say, if you have problem, if you have this, message this, come to the... No. You're better off at home actually sipping on some Zobo tea than actually going there, because I have heard some people's experiences, and I'm just so sorry. Like, this government is bullshit. But then again, let's move on. So I had COVID in December, kind of. I say kind of because I didn't do any testing or anything, but I know enough of the symptoms and how I felt to be able to kind of self-diagnose, yeah, that myself. So I had, it's not for me, it was like more of like malaria, very serious malaria. Somebody was passing it around in my office, who he knows himself, by the way. So yeah, shout out to you. But on a more serious note, like, yeah, I had malaria to begin with, and like the whole catarrh, cold and everything in between. It was quite serious for me because I usually don't have the generic symptoms that people would have. You know, I don't do the whole shiver, feverish. Okay, I get feverish, but I don't do like the whole shivers and, you know, plus feverish, plus other stuff in between. I'm usually the kind of person that would fall sick. I would make a whole pot of tea. I would hydrate a lot, sleep a lot, and with my attempt to sleep it out. But this time around, nobody had to tell me. I had to get myself up and up to the hospital because, yeah, I thought I was gonna die. It was that serious, and I'm really glad that I did, because wow, now that I just remember how I felt, it was really, really bad. So but after that, something that happened was the whole not being able to smell, not being able to taste. And one thing I can say is that kind of having these COVID symptoms, like having COVID in Nigeria, is very hard to quarantine yourself, because I live in a house where it's like you kind of don't have a space of your own.
people are always in your room, always in your case, you're always being engaged, you're always being called to do this or do that. So you kind of, it's very hard to protect your loved ones from yourself in case you need to quarantine yourself.
So I couldn't really taste anything. I couldn't smell. I went to, in December, Abuja for a friend's wedding, and I got this perfume from a very good friend of mine, and the perfume was like I could faintly smell it. That's why I picked what I picked. But by the time I got back to where like the bride's friends were staying, I couldn't smell it. I was like getting a bit offended. Like I was offended at my friend for sending me a perfume that wasn't like good, and offended at myself, like, you know, for, I was just like frustrated. But then it's not my first time getting perfumes from her. And by the way, if you're in KD or Nigeria in general and you need nice Arabian perfumes, like, hit me up, I'll hook you up. She sells the best perfumes. But anyways, back to my story. I couldn't smell shit. I was like, I could smell it, but it wasn't smelling nice. Like, it wasn't like staying. Like, I couldn't, like, I just smelled it like really faintly, you know. And I had to give it, I remember giving it to one of the people I met, and I was like, could you please smell this? Can you tell me if it smells nice? And I swear everybody was like, oh my god, the perfume smells so nice, can you like hook me up, this and that. And I couldn't smell it. That's when I knew that, oh okay, so it's not the perfume, it's me, the problem is me. And then I couldn't taste, like I would eat something, like the first time I put it in my mouth, like I can taste what it tastes like, but then subsequently I can't taste it, just this. Like, I cooked one spaghetti for my mom. And she said I wanted to kill her because, like, I put too much salt just because I couldn't taste anything. So, yeah. So, like, I kind of now firsthand, like, know that there's a thing called COVID. But I feel like it depends, again, on immunity and stuff. But I was able to, you know, obviously I'm alive and I'm talking to you guys and it's April now. So, but anyways, mentally speaking, I still don't know that that's a grammatically correct term, but I was, you know, I feel like we all go through like this mental health thing, depression and everything in between, and you know, we all have triggers, what triggers us, and you know, for me, for now, I don't know, I'm just in a very weird place. I am in a weird place. I'm trying to, every day is just a struggle, you know, trying to crawl back up to the surface, you know. I just swim back up to the surface, whatever the case may be. I'm just trying a day at a time, but I'm back now. I don't have a structure for you guys yet. I can't say that I would upload a podcast. Like, I can't tell you guys the frequency, but just bear with me. I'm going to try and figure it out. I know for a fact that I'm going to incorporate like new things. You're definitely going to be hearing other voices apart from mine. I have a ton of people that I would like to share like with you guys. Oh my god, they're the best people. And I'm thinking of incorporating a segment or two based off of, you know, something I like, and just girl chat, something like that. So yeah, so you guys, I don't know that I'm back, but this is what's happening. So also, I'll share with you guys my unpopular opinion for the week. Something that I heard from another podcast, but I think I'm going to incorporate it. I cannot remember the name of the podcast to give credit, because it wasn't me playing, it was my junior sister playing. But as soon as I find out, I'm going to give credit. She does this thing where she says like unpopular opinion for the week, and I think it's a really good one, because you know, we can chat about the crazy things happening. Talking about tired Nigerian girl, should I do that too? What's making me tired Nigerian girl this week? Okay, let's do that first. Tired Nigerian girl this week is the issue of insecurity. I know that you're not trying to listen to my podcast to be reminded of the bullshit happening in the real world, but man, I live in KD, and let me just tell you, it's not a joke. Like, you know, I used to say something as a joke before. I'll be like, oh, they take you for vanishing. Taking you for vanishing is becoming a reality in this country, especially in KD where I live. It's not quite recent, but just few weeks ago, you know, people were kidnapped, people died from the whole Abuja Kaduna train fiasco, and up to now nothing's been done that I know. People are campaigning away as if nothing happened, you know. I'm tired. I'm laughing, but it's really not funny. As in, I'm just tired of this whole... I can't wait for it to be over. Like, I want to fast forward to when it's really dealing with this. Because I'm, like... I can't remember the last time or what year Katie was peaceful. I think I was just in like SS3, like beginning of my SS3, SS2 was when, you know, the whole Boko Haram thinking started, I think, if I can remember. And how many years ago was that? I'm a bloody graduate. So like, it's been a while, it's been a hot minute. And you know, today I was talking to a friend of mine, shout out to my babes in Lagos, Obehi. I was talking to her today and she was like, we're talking about like Lagos, Katie and stuff like that. And you know, I was telling her how like Katie was way back when, and even we try still, but Katie is quite nice. It's a nice place to live, actually. It's very, I wouldn't say very peaceful, but it has this vibe of like calm. I've been to Lagos, for example, I'm just using that as a reference. I've been to Lagos, for example, and it's quite buzzy. I personally don't like buzzy. It's the reason why I went to Leicester instead of London, because London is just so buzzy. So, but I feel like Katie gives you that vibe of, you know, just country living without it being the, like, do you get what I'm saying? It's more slow paced, which I love. People are friendly and, you know, ton of food. That's something I've started exploring, the food, different restaurants and stuff. There's always one thing. It depends on what your circle is, however, because depending on what your circle is, there's always one thing or another. I'm more into the, like, literary vibe, fun, foodie kind of thing. So I know for a fact that when Katie is normal, there's always one thing or another happening, like a poetry, whatever here, open mic there, like art exhibitions and stuff like that, which I particularly enjoy. Please, if you guys know anyone happening, I don't know how you can contact me. Oh yeah, my Instagram. Hello. That's for lawyer on Insta. Just send me a link or something. But back to my story, and I was telling her how like Katie used to be really fun to place to be, like used to be really cool, really chill. And now look at where we are. We can't even have like iftar hangout together because they finna take one of us. So yeah, that's my annoying tired story for the week. Unpopular opinion for the week. Let me see. Let's go to Insta and see what's happening, and then I'm gonna come back with my unpopular opinion. Why do I keep like bubbling over my words? Anyways, let's go to Insta and find out. So I just checked on Instagram and the first thing I saw was Bridgerton. Bridgerton season 2. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Can you tell? So in relation to Bridgerton, my unpopular opinion for this week is that I really like Bridgerton season 2. I actually prefer it to season 1. I mean, Simon and Daphne's story is quite beautiful, and I get why everybody was crazy about it. Bridgerton is something that I actually read it 2019, or was it beginning of 2020, something like that. And I remember, like, when I read it, everybody that cared to listen, I would go on and on about it, and I would share it. I shared it with a lot of people. One thing I particularly liked about Bridgerton was the fact that, you know, you still kind of read about them in other books. So as an avid reader, one thing that I guess if you're an avid reader you could relate to is the fact that sometimes, like, when you're done with a book, you feel kind of hollow. You feel like, oh, you wish you would know, like, what they're doing in their lives, like how they're faring and stuff like that. I might be crazy. It's a possibility, but I guess I can tell you, if you know, you know what I'm talking about. One thing I liked about the books was the fact that, you know, I would read Daphne's story, and I mean, it was the first book, right? And then I would read Anthony's story, and I could still read, oh, Daphne is fine and stuff like that. So it's really something I really liked, and I love Victorian romance. I love those historical romance books. Well, I've read quite shitty ones. Oh my god, really shitty ones, but I've read equally beautiful ones, and Bridgerton by Julia Quinn is one of them. The Bridgerton books, I mean. So I mean, I get the whole Simon and Daphne story. I mean, Simon is a beautiful man. He's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful man. Oh my god, his eyes, his eyebrows, like the use of his face. He knows how to, as an actor, I don't know the actor's name, which I probably should have found out, but as an actor, I really love his facial expressions and stuff. But I'm not going to go into all of Simon's, you know, beautiful things that he does. But anyways, I get why people might not like season 2, because personally speaking, I just feel like most of you guys are just like a bunch of like sex deprived honey bitches, because
There aren't a lot of sex scenes in two, but I feel like it's more sensual. Maybe because like I watched one with several biases because I read the book first, and then I watched it and I'm seeing like this black actor and black queen and black Lady Danbury. I'm a black girl, obviously, but I just feel like there's something that the media is kind of shoving down our throats, and maybe not particularly doing a good job of it most of the time. I mean, I get that Bridgerton was done as a fiction kind of thing, and I have to severally remind myself while watching it that, oh, don't read too deep into it. I guess it's something that I would say of this new, well, it's not new, but Afrofuturism genre of literature, something like that. So like if there wasn't colonization and everything. But again, I did study media for a little bit in A levels in England, and one thing that it has taught me is basically I've been trained to see all these little things when I'm watching, media stuff or reading media stuff. I can just pick up stereotypes and stuff. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I didn't particularly like fall for it the first time I watched it, because they basically still portray the same stereotypes like and gender biases, and well, I mean they address that with LUEs, but the same stereotypes and biases that, we basically see every bloody fucking day. So Lady Ambry is the black angry woman, so is the queen. Lady Ambry is black angry woman who do man have damn business, and the queen is a black angry woman generally. And I mean, in two, for example, there's this Asian character who still portrays the whole, oh my god, I cannot, like there's a bunch of like women talking and they're all POC. I really hate that term, people of color, but that's another topic for another day. But like you can classify them as people of color. So you have this black lady, you have this brown lady, and you have this Asian lady, and all of them are talking about how they always listen to their moms and very studious and everything. It's the same bloody stereotype I keep seeing. So if I'm going to dissect and particularly pick it out, I would have a fun day doing that. So, but anyways, I watched the first one in fast forward because I was like, I'm not watching this crap. I prefer the movie. But I recently just watched it again just to see if I was like, if I could be objective about the whole Bridgerton. And I get it. I mean, the story is beautiful. Simon is beautiful. Have I said that before? Take a shot for every time Hikma says Simon is beautiful because he damn well is. But it didn't really do what the doing thing's supposed to be doing. Do you know? Like season two was very beautiful, very sensual. There wasn't even like that. There wasn't a sex scene until like the second to last episode, but it was freaking nice. Like it was very like romantic. You can see them build up the like romance. You can see them try not to fall in love and try not to like admit they were in love and everything in between. It was really, really like it was beautiful. That's, I don't have any other thing to say about the fact that it was beautiful. So for me, I prefer season two. And everybody that I spoke to about Bridgerton keeps saying season one is better. I believe one girl on Instagram even went as far as to say, I believe something she said was along the line, she what she said was along the lines of she feels like she's being paid to watch two because of how she's like forcing herself to watch it. I did not pause when watching two. But again, that's just me. I'm just weird. And that's totally fine, by the way. So if you fall into the category of people that prefer to, oh, you're not alone. And I believe we are more superior. But then that's just me again. Honestly, I don't really. I would like to do a whole Bridgerton review because, dissect it properly. Like the use of light, media, the music, the everything. I'd like to do a whole dissection video. I don't know if you guys would like it, but I feel like if you're particularly interested in, seeing or listening about this movie more than you know what it is, then I guess you would enjoy it. Either way, I'm gonna do it, I don't care. But that's my unpopular opinion for the week. And yeah, that brings us to the end of this podcast episode. It's not, I guess this episode is not particularly long as it would normally be, I think. My previous podcast episode in season two. But anyways, I'm really happy that we are kind of back. I will try as much as I can to, do what I can. But again, let's not make any promises, but I would try. I would try. I really would. Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl is just that. I mean, it's just the musings of a tired Nigerian girl, aka me. Feel free to leave me comments, feedback, please like and share. You can listen to the music of a Tired Nigerian Girl, like I said earlier, in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, of course, and various other podcast services. So yeah, do that, share, leave feedback and comments if they allow you to do that. Or you can just go to my Instagram at that phone lawyer on Instagram and drop me a comment or words of encouragement would be helpful.
Just let me know that there are people actually listening to it, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, so I'm going to leave you guys here. Let's just have fun this season. Let's just chill. I want it to be a chill vibe and stuff. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to our first podcast with a guest. I'm trying to make him do this, but I'm not going to go into it. It's already long enough, this podcast. So yeah, you guys should have fun. Live life, let live. And you guys will hear from me in my next podcast episode. Bye.